So now, have you ever bought a brand new car and then forgot where you put it?
Nope.
Generally, no.
How about 300 of them?
Oops.
Yeah. If you're Miami-Dade County, that's pretty much what we're talking about. They were recently reunited with 298 vehicles they bought brand new between the years of 2006 and 2007.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Sure.
The county discovered this fleet of no-mileage vehicles after reading about them in a Spanish-language newspaper there. Most of the displaced motorcade made up of Toyota Prius hybrids whose warranties either expired with very few miles on the odometer, or they will very soon. I mean, this gets uglier and uglier.
I'm assuming they're all, like, fleet white.
Yeah, well, oh, and of course, that's the reason that you shouldn't use them. The 2007 sticker price on a Prius, $28,000.
Ooh.
So let's multiply. Let's do our quick math there. 298 cars times $28,000, I'll do it for you, $8.3 million.
Oh, and they negotiated a little deal with that many cars.
Okay, yeah, fine. This is in Miami-Dade County.
All right.
I mean, aren't those CSI guys wandering around all the time? I mean, they can't find the cars?
Yeah, David Caruso's looking sideways holding his sunglasses.
Right.
I thought there were cars here.
Yeah. Looking to save some face, I think it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
The county has rushed at least 123 of the hybrids into service. Quick, just go drive.
Time out. Where were these cars?
I do not have the location of where they were.
I mean, were they in a parking lot? Were they on a boat, in a train car?
Yeah, were they in a swamp? Whatever. Meanwhile, the shocking development, officials are looking into how it lost so many cars.
What did they do without those cars?
Well, I don't know. Not sure. The leading theory now, of course, is to blame the previous mayor.
Well, of course.
Yeah. That's all right.
You know what? It's either their fault or Bush's fault.
Yes, George
I'm not
Bush.
Sure.
The previous mayor's got a footlocker full of keys going,
They're all mine.
Of course, he's not there anymore. He was removed from office in a recall election last year.
Oh, no wonder they can blame him.
Yeah. It's better than an audit there.
Everything was his fault.
Where are the keys, sir?
The Toyota warranty covered the hybrids for 8 years or 100,000 miles, but does that cover cars that are parked for 5 out of those 8 years? I mean, you think about that. I can imagine that Toyota kind of goes, well, you know, you probably need to be using the product for that to be happening. Just to have them sitting there and letting the tires go flat or whatever, and then you want us to come back with a warranty on this thing.
Well, you think that low mileage kind of messes up the Blue Book value a little bit?
Yeah, really. What do you think the line is at the Toyota dealership to get those things serviced now?
I'm going to say, all right, yeah, be very careful if you're going to eBay in Florida, see where the cars are. Of course, you know, the other thing is that you could look at it from the bright side. The city saved a lot of money not buying the electricity to power the cars.
Ah,
right?
So, the hybrids are batteries.
You don't
plug those in.
So what, are the batteries dead now? They're going to have to go out and find
those? I'm sure those are cheap.
Yeah.
I'd love to find out
what happens. What happens to the batteries on those things that have been sitting around for 5 years
and
being charged?
Yeah, I tell you what, they've just done some research for Toyota. You know, if Toyota ever wanted to know, they now have a baseline. Okay, this is what happened.
That's what their city marketing department needs to say.
Yeah,
it was an experiment for Toyota.
We were doing the research for them. Oh,
you think they're out there with a cup of water trying to refill those batteries one by one?
Remember those things you used to get at the gas station, little pump things that you had to push down? Hey, is this distilled water? Oh, sure, I put distilled water in it this morning.
Yeah. Old golf cart batteries and car batteries.
It's all just fine. Oh, man. All right. So,
we're going to research and find out where those cars were at.
We will. Now, Steve, are you here till 9?
Okay.
That's fine. I just, well, because
until we find those cars, Scott.
Okay. Because we have Jethro Trivia, and I want to be able to do that probably next hour. But in the meantime, the annual survey from Medscape and WebMD as to, physicians' finances, including the fact that many doctors regret their career choices now.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. 11% of doctors would say they're rich. 45% agree that while their income may qualify them as rich, they also have just as many debts as everybody else does and lots of expenses. In most states, and for most doctors, liability insurance is between 10 and 40 grand a year in premiums, okay? So that can be high. And again, depending on what you're doing.
Can be?
Yeah. Can be more than that. 200,000, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it can be higher.
Yeah.
It sounded like you said that can be high. I'm thinking, no, that is high.
That is high. And then, but it could be up to 200. So the report, based on a survey of more than 24,000 physicians, here are your lowest paid doctors. Lowest paid doctors. Psychiatrists, $170,000, but you get to learn a lot of neat stuff. Number four is endocrinologists, 168. Internal medicine doctors, 165. Family medicine doctors, 158. And low on the totem pole, but they get to take care of your snowflake. Pediatricians at $156,000. Okay. Now, as far as your highest paid, got your urologists at 309. Anesthesiologists at 309. Cardiologists, 314. Orthopedic surgeons and radiologists. Really? $315,000. So, there you are. But again, they make a lot of money, but they spend a lot of money. Make a lot of money, but
hey,
we
found the cars.
Oh, where are they?
More than 100 of them were sitting idle in the Arlington Heights Metro Rail garage.
Oh, well, you couldn't see them.
They had them right there.
Somebody walked by them every day.
It's always the last place you look.
Okay.
$965,000 worth of cars.
Now, okay, are there... Now
that's just 100 of them. We don't know about the other. You said 200.
And were they paying for parking? See? They probably weren't even paying for parking. Oh. I know you always thought that the people of Discovery Channel have more fun than
you. They put a boot on those cars for failure?
Yeah, for failure to pay. Well, they weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, anyway. Good luck getting them out of that garage now.
Yeah.
Your bill is...
Dragging them out. Okay, you've always wondered. Yeah,
I was gonna say you're better off doing the whole lost ticket thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I lost my ticket. Oh, it'll be $50.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, I'm good. I get 5 years of parking for $50.
Yeah, I mean, I've never understood that. You go into a parking garage and I think, okay, now depending on how long I'm going to be here, I actually get out better if I just say I lost my ticket.
You could. That's right. You have to decide which is going to work best. Hello.
Is the smarmy redheaded guy on the case?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's all over it. Yeah, he is. Matter of fact, and he's taking his sunglasses off, of course, with both hands.
Very slowly.
Lieutenant.